the crucial role of forest management in mitigating catastrophic wildfires. Wildfires have become a severe and damaging element in our environment, with the worst of them leaving excruciating impacts on communities, wildlife, and the overall health of our planet. The key to mitigating these devastating events lies in effective forest management and understanding the intricate relationship between forest management and wildfires. History of fire and forest management. Before European colonization, fires regularly burned, creating a mosaic of vegetation on the landscape. Indigenous people used fire as a tool to manage land, favor specific species over others, and maintain ecosystem types. However, European settlers brought their own ideas about land management, which considered fire damaging to forests. This shift in perspective led to policies of fire suppression, which, over time, increased the risk of high-severity fires that can kill entire stands of trees. Consequences of fire exclusion. Suppressing all fires and excluding them from forests led to forests becoming denser and more continuous due to lack of regular fire. The focus on timber production led to the removal of many large, fire-tolerant trees, reducing the diversity of tree species and ages in forests where logging had occurred. This change in forest conditions, combined with climate change, has magnified the consequences of past forest management by heating up and drying out forests. Climate change as a threat multiplier. Climate change is responsible for more than two-thirds of increases in summertime vapor pressure deficit, VPD. High VPD conditions dry out vegetation and have led to a near doubling in burned area across forests in the western U.S. since 1984. Human development into forested areas further increases the risk of human sparking fires. The role of thinning and prescribed burns. Fuel treatments like forest thinning combined with prescribed burns can reduce the risk of crown fire. Thinning is the process of removing trees to reduce density and competition, which in turn reduces the amount of fuel available for fires. Prescribed burns, on the other hand, intentionally set fires under controlled conditions to reduce the amount of flammable material in a forest. These burns can help restore the health of a forest and reduce the risk of more severe wildfires. Pathways forward. Science-based and indigenous-led forest management can build and maintain fire-resilient landscapes. Using fire-resistant building materials and creating defensible space around homes can reduce risks for communities at the wildland-urban interface. Moreover, active forest management, including thinning fire-prone forests, reduces the risk of severe wildfires. Restoring damaged forests after a fire maximizes their ability to sequester and store carbon and prevents dead and dying trees from re-burning in the future. Forest management plays a crucial role in preventing catastrophic wildfires. By understanding the history of fire and forest management, acknowledging the consequences of fire exclusion, recognizing the impact of climate change, and implementing effective strategies like thinning and prescribed burns, we can mitigate the risk of wildfires and protect our forests for future generations.